Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chelsea Echo, and welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea 2, Burnley 2, a game which I think, I mean, you think when Chelsea are maybe on an upward trajectory, you think when things are turning around, you think when the opportunities come in the form of defeats or drop points by other sides, Chelsea pick up the points. But the story of this season has been a case of that simply hasn't been the case. Pochettino, before the game in his presser, was talking a lot about data, and I think the biggest bit of data we can take from this game is that without Cole Palmer, Chelsea Football Club would be in serious, serious trouble. Getting two goals, a Panenka with the first penalty, and I'm sat here in Italy looking at that going, oh my God, where's my bowl of pasta? I'm going to get back on the carbs, boys. This is not good at all. Burnley, by the way, forgot to mention, down to 10 men for the entirety of the second half, and also without their manager, who also got sent off. So Chelsea really, really failed to capitalise on a massive opportunity against a team which sat 19th in the table and fighting for their lives. On to the next one, I guess, but God knows what to say. Off we go. I'll hand you over to the boys. I'll see you later.
This season never seems to end. I've seen that it's now 7 games in a row where we've taken the lead and not managed to hold on to it. Obviously, in some of those games, we then went and found it again. And won today against a poor Burnley team, albeit a team that now have got 3 positive results in a row. They're still a poor side. I managed to come to Chelsea and get a point with 10 men. As Louis said, another opportunity to kind of put ourselves back into the picture. It's only top 8. Top 8 is Europe this season. I'm still not convinced we're going to get there. We're still 11th. We've got some great games coming up. We've got more games than everyone else in the league. And I still don't think we're going to get there. I'm just fed up with it. You know, Muric has made 11 saves. Sterling's missed a sitter. I don't really know what to say anymore. It's just so predictable. We need to be comfortably ahead to kind of make me feel comfortable. That's the way it's been this season. Again, Louis is right. Without Cole Palmer, where on earth would we be? He's, without a doubt, Chelsea's signing of the season. I think he's right up there as the signing of the season, to be honest. But just so frustrating. Anyway, no point sitting around moping about. It's a point, I suppose. It could be worse. Man United in the week, massive game. And then Sheffield United. Really have to beat them, and ideally beat United as well. And then 7 points from those 3 will look. But at the moment, frustrating again. Anyway, we move.
10-man Burnley, not even just a regular Burnley side. 10-man Burnley taking a point from Stamford Bridge in Chelsea today. Very disappointing result from right when we thought Chelsea turned a bit of a corner and we fail to take advantage of 19th place 10-man Burnley at home. Very disappointing display of football. Really not much to get excited about apart from Cole Palmer, as per usual. I want to talk for a second about Poch and his numbers. Now, I am fully convinced that Graham Potter and Mauricio Pochettino are either identical twins or long-lost brothers. Something's going on. They're the same person. It's a bit of a joke. Both of them are obsessed with data. Potter, of course, was obsessed with XG. Poch has come out this evening and said that the data says we should be in the top 4. We're 11th, and it doesn't look like we're going to get much higher. You know, top 8 is European football, as Tom said, and I really, at this point, I can't see us getting it. It's disappointing. I'm convinced they need professional help that they're not getting from some sort of psychologist, which is just, again, blows my mind what they're doing at Cobham on a daily basis. As the famous man said, Dominic Toretto, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning is winning. And right now, Chelsea Football Club cannot win football games.